Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Oh, man, we got a real juicy special mission going down right now of New Phone Who Dis, where we help you find the true identity behind your unsaved numbers and weirdly named contacts that you have on your phone. So one of our listeners reached out to us. She's going to remain anonymous for this portion of the call, but she's from here from L.A. because she found a weird text on her boyfriend's cell phone from a number saved as "Don't answer." And the text said this: "Stop ignoring my calls. What happened in Vegas ain't gonna stay in Vegas."
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
So she hasn't confronted her boyfriend about this because she's already been caught snooping around on his phone in the past, and it didn't turn out to be anything that she thought it was. She was just like texting, messing around with his aunt. Messing around, I don't mean like that. Just like joking around. That's so nice. Now she's like, look, I can't reveal to him that I'm snooping around again.
Mm.
He was in Vegas the weekend of September 15th for one of his homies' bachelor parties. It could be anyone, really, that's texting him this. So, anonymous listener, you still there?
I'm here.
There is going to be a point in time where we're going to give you the option to reveal your identity to this person if you'd like. If not, you're good to go, okay?
Okay.
All right, so our producer, Brad, has already reached out to the person that texted, "Stop ignoring my calls. What happened in Vegas ain't going to stay in Vegas." They've accepted to be on the air with us. They have no idea who's looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
They just know that somebody's trying to find out who they are, right? I'm going to bring them on right now. Amp Radio, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's a guy.
Mm-hmm. So it's not someone's aunt.
Chelsea, that makes for an interesting twist.
Yep. I'm so curious what he has to say.
Right? Okay. Hey, listen, bro. Thank you so much for being on. Producer Brad already explained everything to you. We're just trying to figure out who you really are. Somebody saved you on their phone under some weird name. So just got a couple questions for you, all right?
Okay.
Do you currently live in Vegas?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you recently text anybody something along the lines of, "Hey, stop ignoring my calls. What happened in Vegas ain't going to stay in Vegas"?
Correct. I text upwards of 20 people that text.
Whoa, why?
I mean, what do you do? Does that have to do with work? Are you a pimp?
That's funny. I run a sports book out of Vegas, and a lot of people haven't paid up from the Canelo Triple G fight. And I'm contacting them all to let them know that their bill is due, and they need to pay up.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
I'm so
hold on. Canelo Triple G, that was the weekend of September 15th because it was Mexican Independence Day.
Yeah, September 15th.
So you're a bookie. You basically are trying to get money back that people bet and they haven't paid up yet, basically.
Yes, I run a sports book.
It's not like in any type of gangster kind of way, like you ain't breaking nobody's knees or anything like that.
If it was, I wouldn't say that over the radio.
Good answer.
That's true.
Damn, he's good.
Oof.
What kind of money are we talking about that people owe?
I would say the median is anywhere between 5 to 20 grand.
Wow. That's a big one, yeah.
At this moment in time, the person that wanted to know who you are is actually on the other line, and they're anonymous for now. But if they would like to reveal themselves to you, we're going to give an opportunity now and talk things out. Our anonymous listener, would you like to reveal yourself to this gentleman? If so, go ahead and speak. If not, press the number one on your cell phone. All right. Not surprising, but they do not want to reveal their identity to you.
I can see that being the case.
Yeah.
Right,
well, I'll find out because about 10 people paid off their debt, so it's only 10. So by process of elimination, I'll figure this out.
Oh, man.
And I know what city the radio station's in. So don't worry, Anonymous. I'll find you, and you will pay me my money.
Whoa. Okay.
I guess, I guess we just did knock down the elimination just by being based out of Los Angeles.
Wow.
Hey, no, welcome. We are out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, listen, man. Thank you for being a good sport about this, but it sounds like we actually helped you out in this process.
Oh, I'm definitely a good sport. And if you guys ever want to lay down some action on boxing or football, make sure you guys call me back. I'll take care of you. I give the best odds.
My man, trying to get that
sounds
plug in.
Sounds good.
I don't need a do not answer on my phone right now.
Yeah.
I do not.
thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. He's gone. Jenny.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. What is going through your mind right now?
I'm kind of floored right now. I mean, I'm happy it's not another person that he's cheating on me with, but I want my money. No wonder I couldn't get my ring because he spent the money. So I'm pissed about the money.
Wait, hold up. You guys had plans to get engaged? Like he said he was saving for a ring or what?
Yeah, he was saving for a ring. And he kept putting it off and putting it off. And now I know why.
Keyword was.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Are you going to confront him about this? Your boyfriend?
I really don't know. I'm like pissed right now. Like that's a lot of money. I don't know. And I don't want this guy looking for me and contacting or showing up at our wedding, you know, or anything like that. So I don't really know what to do right now. Yeah.
This is not something that you want following you around. And it's a behavior that, to be honest, you probably need to have some sort of discussion where if this becomes a problematic situation for you in the future, I mean, gambling can ruin lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for real.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do in Jenny's situation? Give us a call or shoot us a text. Let's help her out. 877-971-HITS. What would you do if all of a sudden you find out that your boyfriend, who's allegedly saving up to buy you a ring, is now being hunted down by a bookie because he owes money from a bet he made in Vegas? Do you confront him about it and blow your spot in the sense that you were snooping around on his cell phone? Or do you just let it ride out and see what he ends up doing?
Oh, my gosh.
877-971-HITS. All right, let's go to our phone lines. Maria from Simi Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you do if you're in Jenny's situation? Confront or just let it be?
Can't let it be. You have to confront because this is somebody she's planning to get married. And if he's already hiding the fact that he's gambling, and you guys said that it becomes a serious problem. She doesn't know how bad it can be or he is deep in, you know, what other things is he gambling?
Right. It a lot of times could be kind of a indicator of bigger addiction problems. I know my father had some addiction problems and he, you know, had an alcohol issue. And then kind of towards the end of some of addictions, he's good now, but he did develop a gambling addiction. And man, he would go to Vegas with 50 grand in cash and leave enough to buy a sandwich. And none of us knew what was happening until the money's gone.
That's scary as hell right there. Maria, so basically you're saying, hey, it's worth blowing up your spot that you were snooping around on a cell phone to confront this bigger issue, which is like, hey, are you addicted to gambling? Yes. Is this an issue, right? Let's get you some help.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Maria, are you currently in a relationship?
No.
No, but if she was, she'd be snooping and not apologizing if she needed to do it.
Right on.
You know what? I wouldn't snoop. If I feel something is not right, I ask.
Yeah. And also the reason why she snooped, you know, it's like you have to listen to your gut. There's obviously something that was bothering her.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of times why women or men do snoop. They already feel it. They feel something's off.
Maria, thank you for calling in. We love you, girl. Have fun snooping next time you get in a relationship.
Man, not a snooper.
Later, Maria. Bye. Joanne from Downey, you've been through something similar. How would you confront Jenny's boyfriend if you were Jenny?
If I were Jenny, I would actually... When you're with someone, you should be able to talk about anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. First, the fact that she's looking, that means there's no trust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the moment you lose trust, could be trust within seconds, minutes, but to gain it back, it could take months or years before you gain that back. Because you're always in the back of your mind, what is he doing? What is he saying? Right. Who is he texting? Why is he laughing? But then you have gambling involved. And like I told the other young lady, you called the screeners. I've been in a situation when I was like 8, and my dad would gamble his whole check on horses, hoping to get the next big win.
Right.
Where eventually we ended up getting evicted and living in a backyard in a trailer.
Wow.
And it took a long time for my mom and 3 girls for her to be able to get herself up, get an apartment, all of us. And that, I could see gambling like $20 when they have those little pools with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But you're talking about big money. That's your rent. That's your mortgage, your car payment, food.
Your livelihood, especially if you have kids like your dad.
Exactly.
Joanna, thank you so much for calling in and being so open about what you lived through. I appreciate you. Love you, girl. Have a great weekend.
You too. Great. Thank you.
Jenny, you heard our listeners' advice. Ultimately, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell your boyfriend that you found out he owes his bookie money in Vegas and you were snooping around in his phone, or remain silent?
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and confront him about everything and kind of get it out in the open. I think I'm going to just tell him that some guy on Facebook sent me a weird message and that's how I found out about it. But he needs to be confronted. We need to get this out in the open.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think most importantly, and Brian brought it up earlier, I mean, you're planning a life with him. You're planning to marry this guy.
Right.
And if this is going to be an issue in the future, it's going to impact not only your life, but if you guys have children one day and so on and so forth. So definitely confront the situation, but find a way. Hey, do you have a gambling problem? Let's work on this.
Right, like supportive, not judgy.
Jenny, we wish you the best, honestly, because you deserve the best, all right?
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. Keep us updated if anything else goes down, all right?
Sure thing. Thanks, guys.
Whew. Crazy relationship drama. Speaking about relationships, coming up next, you're going to get an update from Chelsea's love life. Are you sure you even want to date Chelsea anymore?
I don't think I'm second guessing.
Could have all these problems you don't even know about yet.
Coming up next, you're going to get an update from Chelsea's new novella, this new man that she met while walking out of the bathroom. Chelsea.
So romantic.
Y el señor de los baños.
Chelsea and the man of the bathroom.
They went on a date last night. How did it go? You'll find out next. Can't wait. But important information for you right now if you do have an issue with gambling.
Yeah, we're going to post this on all the AMP Radio socials right now. If you do have a gambling issue, the national helpline for that, supportive services for either you or a friend, it's 1-800-552-4700. Again, we'll post that on all the AMP Radio socials.
At 97.1 AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.